This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati. So today we have with us a very special guest, Cyrus Master, CEO of Shine.com. Now, a lot of us are often confused when we start applying for jobs, whether to approach an HR, whether to apply online. There are a lot of things that we need to keep in mind. Cyrus heads Shine, which looks into online job portal and does a very good job at it. Hi, Cyrus. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over.
So first of all, are online job portals replacing traditional HR? Would it be right to say that?
Well, I think no amount of technology can replace another function. I think what it does is it displaces or make easy some of the things that HR is supposed to do. So, of course, HR is a very wide field. And if you look at talent acquisition as a subsect within that field, then if you look at job portals, then job portals are trying to make the role of talent acquirers much better. What job boards help talent acquirers do is that they help them source profiles very fast. And because they use superior matching engines, you don't have to manually go through many CVs or profiles. It's the matching engine in a job board that actually helps you, narrow down to the kind of people that you'd like to hire. And of course, if you look at Shine.com, we use a lot of AI-led matching engines that help you, circle down to what skills you need, what kind of people you need, where they're residing, and therefore would have a much higher propensity to accept your roles that you have to, that you have to offer. So that's what essentially, and it's an online tool, and therefore a lot of talent acquisition functions within companies themselves. They don't have to rely on traditional hirers or, hiring consultancies to do that. They can actually take hold of a login and can do bulk of the role themselves, thus saving a lot of
time. Okay. But are companies also, especially now, more open to your online portals, especially for senior roles as well?
Yes, that's right. I think increasingly we've seen greater adoption of job boards by companies, not only large companies, but MSMEs and SMEs also. I think people are just getting more tech savvy. People have access to the internet, etc. So what we're seeing is that a lot of people, a lot of small companies, large companies, medium-sized companies are able to just, get hold of a login, which they can, Shine login that they can buy and simply just do the hiring themselves. So it's we are moving into an age of DIY, do-it-yourself culture. And therefore, this tool is getting adopted more and more by companies of all nature.
All right. Okay. From a candidate's perspective, we have free accounts, basic accounts, as well as premium accounts. So would it make sense for candidates to have these premium accounts if they are really serious?
Yeah. So I think especially for Shine, if I were to speak, Shine is a freemium model. So I think anybody can register for free and avail all the services. It essentially means that anytime a recruiter searches for you and you are a valid candidate for that role, then whether you just have to register on Shine for free and you would appear. However, we also have some premium services. And essentially those premium services help you in two ways. One is they make your profile better. So, once you become a premium member of Shine, then what happens is that we help you write your CVs and your profiles much better. So we know exactly what recruiters are searching for, and we're able to help you put in the right kind of skills, the right kind of information into your CV as well as your profile. And therefore, you get searched, more appropriately. You get the right kind of calls instead of just getting some, calls where you may actually be a mismatched candidate. The second thing is premium services help you become more visible. So, we have products like Priority Applicant, which essentially, if you buy that, then you are shown to recruiters, always shown to recruiters on top, showing that this is a person who's serious about changing a job. And so you become more visible. And that becomes a huge positive, because the recruiter then also knows that if he's a premium candidate, that means he's serious about his job change. Because a lot of times what happens is recruiters complain that people are just there, they just create a profile, they may not be actively looking for a change, but they're just fishing around. But if you are a premium candidate, then recruiters also know that this person is serious, and therefore they kind of prefer you over just normal candidates.
Okay, all right. Also, when it comes to candidates, would there be, say, two or three things that they should keep in mind to, say, make their profile more attractive?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that we must all have a good CV. Because whereas there are profiles that we create on job boards, but a good CV always helps. CVs are things that get downloaded and then sent to hiring managers. Therefore, the first thing I would say is spend some time on your CV and make it right. And the second thing, like I also said, is that when we are creating our profile, we must understand that essentially recruiters are looking for skills. So if you're looking for somebody in digital marketing, then you know that there are 5 or 10 skills in digital marketing that recruiters will actually look for. So recruiters don't look for people in digital marketing. They will say there's people in digital marketing with A, B, and C skill. Now on Shine, for example, we have a skills directory which throws up. So the minute you say, I am a digital marketer, I want to say that I am in digital marketing, the system will throw up some skills which depending on whether you have or not have, you can choose. And therefore you make your profile much richer. So these are the two things that I would ask every job seeker to focus on and spend some time on.
Just one last question from you. Coming to Shine, what would be some of the strategies or what are some of the steps that you take as a jobs platform to get a better match between candidates and the employer?
So the first thing that at the very basic level, the first thing that we do is we clearly mark out candidates as verified. So email verified or phone number verified. That's a big thing for recruiters because they want to see data which is genuine and true. So the minute recruiters look, they come to know whether it's a verified profile or not. That's the first thing. The second thing is, like I said, traditionally, search was quite simple. But today we use quite complex AI algorithms that help you determine the right fits. So one of the things I commonly say is that in India, we actually ask for job titles or we ask for designations, but we actually are looking for skills. So that's what Shine does really well, determining what kind of skills are there for job titles and therefore make your search far more relevant using artificial intelligence and lots of machine learning.
Sure. Thank you, Zairus, for all those insights.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure all our listeners would have a lot of their doubts cleared. And this would help them take the right future career decisions. That's all for today's edition of FutureWise. If you listeners have any views to present or want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.